We are joined here in the Media Center with the current Funny Carter number one qualifier, Robert Height. His passer in Q2 set the national laps time record of 3.79 seconds at 338 miles per hour. Robert, talk about what that felt like.
Well, I could tell it was running fast. The clutch dust was boiling in it, and that's the way Jimmy runs it. He wants to wear the clutch, and, I mean, it was hard to see, but I did see the 379 on the scoreboard because we shut off at 1,000 feet. I got shoots out, and I glanced up there, but I didn't know the speed. But it's just something that you dream about, you know. It's like there's so many things that have to happen, you know, and work together for it all to come. It's not that easy. So, you know, I mean, we've been on runs before that, you know, you'd think, well, if it had finished, it would have run in the 70s. But to get to be the first, I mean, that's history. And this is a big milestone. It's going to be a long time before we go in the 360s. So, you know, to be part of a milestone, I've been on John's teams when he's cracked barriers, but never done it as a driver. So this was big for me and the whole team. I mean, we're just ecstatic. But I did call it today. I did call it because I figured we ran 384 the first run. Great conditions. It's cool out here. We have nothing to lose, okay? We're trying to get 3 points every time we go up there. We're in a dogfight with Matt Hagen for second. And what do we have to lose? But it also crossed my mind that it could be side-by-side 370s because Matt Hagen, he's right there. He's, in fact, before that run, he was the quickest ever. So, you know, and then you start thinking, well, I got to leave on him because if he gets there first, he's the first in the 370s. And it all just worked out perfect. I left first, and we got the 370, and he was right there with the 380.
Is it just like old times, like before you and Jimmy, I guess, broke up, went your separate ways?
Without a doubt. It's got the band back together, and we're having a blast. I mean, working hard, working together. Talk to Jimmy. There isn't a day goes by, Jimmy Prock and I don't talk about the race car. And, you know, just best of friends. And it's like we never left each other. So, and I hope we never do again.
Have you learned what to avoid from the last time and this time now?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think we all have. You know, I think Chris Cunningham, we were struggling last time when John switched us, and I think Chris Cunningham has made Jimmy Prock better. He is a great addition to this team. I saw Jimmy go up to Chris right before the run, and, you know, they had a little powwow up there in the staging lanes, and then Jimmy goes right back to the box, and, man, it just worked out perfect, and the Brainerd fans got to see history. Quickest, and now in Dragster, you know, quickest runs in history here today. Great racetrack.
Is Chris Cunningham Jimmy's voice of reason?
Without a doubt. Yes, he, and you can hear that on the radio. I have a radio, and you can hear that, you know, and it's, he's assertive. Chris Cunningham's assertive. When Jimmy asks him something, it's not, well, I don't know. It's, yes, do this, do that. I mean, he's sure of himself. And, I mean, they are a great team. I was amazed that when I got back with Jimmy, what a difference, you know, the two of them made together. Because Jimmy really never had anybody when he was with me to bounce ideas off of.
How many times have you heard him say, that's not a good idea?
Oh, yeah, he says that a lot. I mean, because you know why? You know why? Because we test a lot, okay? Jimmy does not sit still. He wants to go quicker and faster. In fact, I'll bet you by now he's looked at the data and figured where he could have run better than a 79 with a few tweaks here and there. There is no perfect run to Jimmy Prock. He is always out for to be quicker and faster every single run.
Yeah, I asked you earlier, off the record, I guess I'll ask it on the record. You think Jimmy would be brave enough to get into a car he tunes to drive?
He's far too talented to waste his time not driving. I'm lucky that I get to be the guy that gets to drive it.
Obviously you guys were doing real good stuff when we were in Topeka, you know, obviously running real good there, and then obviously coming to the hot weather months where, you know, just the weather's not at a place where you can run and have performance like this. You know, is it exciting to be coming back into kind of the good performance tracks, places like this, and then being able to go to places later on like Reading where you're going to be able to start knocking down records again?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, the next few races, and fall's coming, you know. Summer's going away and fall's coming, and you never know when the conditions can get really good, but Indy, next race, we get two night runs, okay? We're going to run quick and fast there.
Yeah, it seems like this is going to be a place for you where you can kind of come in and kind of coming into your wheelhouse where you guys are getting into this good groove right now.
Yeah, but what I like also about what we got going on right now is we can do good when it's hot and we can do good when it's cold. We went to Norwalk last weekend on a not anywhere near racetrack like you have at a national event, and we ran 386. You know, that he can just make this thing go down any racetrack right now.
I know you said earlier in the day that you were calling that something like this was going to happen. I'm just curious, when you were sitting and staging prior to the race, did those same kind of feelings go through your head at that point, or could you?
Oh no, without a doubt. I knew it was either going to run fast or smoke the tires. Okay, it's just the way I knew. I could just tell the way Jimmy was kept going to the box and working on things and talking to Chris. I could just tell. You know, when we ran 380 at Sonoma, the track wasn't this good. Okay, so there's no reason to go up there, you know, and not try to run as quick. And when you run 380, you know, things go a little right here and there and a few tweaks, the 70s, and it just, you know, he's got a good handle on it. He can make changes and it responds.
Thank you.